Oshin and Brian and Kira and Luke on Bookcast. Also includes David and Oshin number two. Okay, Brian told me I had to put that in and kept nagging and stuff. So I finally put it in there. So there you go, Brian. Finally, you should stop annoying me now trying to get me to put that in. Maybe I'll have a chance some other time. Okay, I've just been busy setting up a new email account for Best Books Forever, including the Doctor Who one that we mentioned last episode, but I hadn't made yet. God, I should probably just stop doing that now, because I'm not able to concentrate on the show while I'm doing that, and you don't want a crap show. So, no news this week because I kind of want something to. Because if I did do news this week, it'd be 4 or 5 weeks news because we haven't been on for such a long time. However, I will do the Harry Potter news. And then, yeah, okay, I'm going on to my Harry Potter news now. First of all, well, I'm waiting for it to come up because MuggleNet takes so long to come up. I'll see. Lonely, I am so lonely, I have nobody. Wait on, I'll make another one now. Angry, I am so angry, I got no one. Do you all know why I'm angry? No? Okay, so that's what I'll tell you. I'm angry because I made this episode before while Your Always was on. Stupid of me. And guess what happened? Let me see. Oh yeah. There's so much background noise, I just had to make it again. Okay. So, where should I start in the Harry Potter news? Okay, I'll start on June 12th. That's where I'll start. Harry Potter movie props to be part of auction. Props used in Harry Potter films will be part of an auction known as the Great British Movie Event. Money raised from the auction will support the National Film and Television School, where notable alums such as David Yates, director of the Potter films, will attend. Aside from various other film props, an uncorrected proof of the first Harry Potter novel, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, signed by J.K. Rowling, will also be auctioned off. Wizard Rock the Vote is something the H.P. Allens are doing. As Rockstock 2008, Andrew Slack of the Harry Potter Alliance announced a brand new project and has now been officially launched, which is Wizard Rock the Vote. It's seeking volunteers per event to present at every Wizard Rock concert across the nation to assist those in attendance to register to vote. I'm reading Chris while I do this, so that's what the munching is. Now, Potter nominated for Sci-Fi Awards. Oh yeah, there's a nice kind of story here. Cobb turns to Potter to break Celtic's magic. For those of you sports fans out there who are hoping the Los Angeles Lakers can magically rally from a 3-1 game defeat to beat the Boston Celtics, they take solace in the fact that Lakers guard Cobb Bryant has turned to Harry Potter for help. Bryant read five chapters to his daughter to help cast a spell of forgetfulness. After blowing a 24-point lead on Thursday night, Bryant was quoted as saying, he had more problems with Voldemort than we have dealing with the media after a loss. Rolling pen story for a theme park mini movie, and there's going to be more news on this. Radcliffe and Griffiths presented Tonys, and there were lots of pictures which we haven't updated you on on Best Books Forever, and we're not going to with the pictures, okay? New Hot Blood Prince video game photo from EA Russia, and Harry Potter mini movie more than likely. Now, a while ago, a rumor came out that Emma Watson was the new face of Channel, and it is now confirmed false. Universal denies Wizarding World mini movie the day after the rumor came out. Associated Press Wizard Rock article. Harry Potter prequel helps attract 70,000 visitors to Waterstones.com. Entertainment Weekly names Potter a classic book, and he's also Dan Radcliffe as Harry in Goblet of Fire is on the front cover. I hate his hair there. Not that I know anything about that kind of thing. Other people, such as Bono, Johnny Depp, Beyonce, and Will Smith are behind him. Cedric Diggory's death is also listed in the 25 most classic death scenes. And Mary Grandpa's Sorcerer's Stone cover is number 20 of the top 25 covers. Yeah. And now, 5 years since Order of the Phoenix. Do you remember 5 years ago? It became the fastest selling book ever. And Amazon made history with their book deliveries. And all those misprinted copies, which were upside down, the page in the wrong place where there are no endings in that. God. Okay. So I said we'd only do Potter news. But I tell you what, I will do the About.com children's books. It's on for today. 2008 Boston Globe Hornbook Award winners announced. The Wall by Peter Cease Foster says fire, fiction and poetry. Destiny True, Diary of a Part-Time. Okay, that's all I can see in my feed here. Okay. Next thing we're going to do is... Let me see. Book of the week is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I'm sorry if this is such a bad episode, and I know it probably will be. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory by Roald Dahl. What do you think of the fact... this is going to be really bad, this is, because I've written them all down thinking that somebody would come on, but nobody would come on this... What day is it? Monday afternoon. So, now, the book's name has changed. What do y'all think of this? Sorry. I'm so used to other people being here with me when I do bookcast. What do all the people listening think of this? How's that? Yeah. What do you think of it? I think it's not a very good idea, but really, what was at the start? Charlie's Chocolate Factory, or Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, or Mr. Willy Wonka and Charlie, or Charlie Bucket's Adventures with Mr. Willy Wonka, Charlie's Adventures with Chocolate Factory. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is the best one there. That's the newest one as well. Next, what is it? Sorry, this is such a bad episode, I know. Roald Dahl loves chocolate. It's cool how the authors put their own life into their books. I don't mean that they put their life into their jobs. Of course they do. But that's not what I mean. What I mean is... they put elements of their own life, including like experience they've had themselves, in their books. Roald Dahl, when he was in school... Cadbury's used to come to his school and their newest bars, and the boys in his school would taste it and say their opinion. It's a hard job, but I guess somebody has to do it. If you want to know more about that, plus about 70 pages on getting spanked so many times. I mean, like, hit with a stick in school. Read Boy, Tales of Childhood. Childhood by Roald Dahl.
No. I meant to talk about if we like chocolate, so I meant to ask around on this and what our favourite type of chocolate is. I love white chocolate. Don't like dark chocolate. I like milk chocolate, which is ordinary chocolate, but not dark chocolate. Even though I heard that it's good for you or something. I'll tell you what. Since I've nobody here to talk to, I'll do a competition with you guys. Do you guys like chocolate? Tell us in between 100 and 2,000 characters. Do you like chocolate? What your favourite type of chocolate is, and why you do / don't like chocolate. I'm currently working on the competition section for bestbooksforever.com. And I'll do this email address now. chocolatecomp@bestbooksforever.com is the address. The password is... Wait a moment, I'm not going to say what the password is. Autoresponder, I'll enable the autoresponder. Hello, all people who like chocolate. Thank you for entering the competition. Let's see. Also, hello, even if you don't like chocolate. There we go. Let's see. Your entry has been added. We will pick the winners at a date which we will email to you soon. Thanks for entering. Carry on. Forward to. I'm not going to say this out loud because it's my personal email address. Go and save. Processing. Hurry up. I'll tell you when it's done. How's that? Okay, next. Willy's parents are kind of mean to call him Willy Wonka. I mean, Willy Wonka. I just don't like that name. Oh, look, it's done. There you go. So you emailed that into that now. Sorry, Ocean's here now. What is it, Ocean? You're just getting, come here and say hello.
Okay.
Hello. Oh, Ocean, I just did a competition. Every time that we do a competition, Ocean's going to go.
Sparky.
Sparky. Okay, do it again.
Sparky.
Four times.
Sparky. 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 Sparky.
Okay, two more.
Sparky. Sparky.
Sounds funny.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Ocean.
Rock on!
I should stop like this about Willy Wonka's parents being mean to call him Willy Wonka because there is a real Willy Wonka and he's a postman, honestly. Which movie did you prefer, Ocean? The new one or the old one?
The new one. Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka, he drives a motorcycle. Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka, He drives a motorcycle all around his factory, all around his factory. Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka, he drives a motorcycle. Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka, he drives a motorcycle. Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka, he owns a chocolate factory. Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka, he owns a chocolate factory.
Ocean, new song. My little pony, skinny and bony, never was fed. I went down to the shed, salt was dead, so I said, yippee, my pony was dead.
I have my little pony song too.
Go.
My little pony, so skinny and bony, went to the circus and farted on purpose. Got lots of money for being so funny. Now he's as rich as gold.
Where'd you get that one?
You know the Luke Grace fellow?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He told me.
Say no more.
Okay. I have another song.
Oh, God. Last one, Oshin.
Sometime. Okay. This is kind of... You know the way that you were talking about Willy Wonka?
Go.
Well, I have to explain it first, or
Oompa
else you wouldn't know.
Loompa-loompa-doo-ba-dee-doo. Is that your song?
I made it up. It's kind of different. Okay. It's kind of the Oompa Loompa people talking to
Go!
The other people. Oompa Loompa Oompa Dee Dee. If you were wise, you'd listen to me. And then this other guy goes. No, then they go. And then this other guy goes, but I am not, so I'm listening to me. I'm going to go and watch some TV. And then the Oompa Loompas go.
I bet you it's my TV. Okay.
Yeah. Oompa Loompa Oompa Dee Doo. No. Oompi Oompa Loompa Oompa Dee Da. Oh my God, you're going to become fat. And then this other girl goes.
You're making this up on the spot, aren't you?
No, I made it up earlier.
Oh, sure.
And then this other girl goes, Oompa Loompa Oompa Dee Da. So I should wear a very big hat.
Oh!
And then the eye hat just remembers. Then the Oompa Loompa people go, Oompa Loompa Oompa Dee Doo. Oh my God, you are going to become blue. Then this girl goes, Oompa
We get it!
Oompa Dee Doo. So I will look exactly like you.
Yes. Did you hear the new Brian Cowan joke? Brian Cowan walks into a library, asks for fish and chips. This is a li- no. Brian Cowan walks into a library, says, can I have fish and chips? This is the library. Oh, sorry. Can I have fish and chips?
Goodbye.
See you, Oshin. Okay. Now, we're almost done Book of the Week. We should have put in more, but we didn't. Johnny Depp, that was amazing, wasn't it? Yeah, Johnny Depp was really good. And Freddie Highmore, that was a brilliant choice. Freddie Highmore's friends with Johnny Depp, and Johnny Depp recommended Freddie Highmore. Because Freddie Highmore worked with Johnny Depp on Finding Neverland. Okay, we're probably going to talk about Spiderwick Chronicles through Freddie Highmore. Note to self, stop conversation immediately, or Brian will kill me. Oompa loompa doopa dee doo. What do you think of the introducing thing at the start of every Roald Dahl book? Shouldn't they just let the author introduce the people himself in his own storytelling? Or do you think it's a good idea so that the author can do it really easily? No? Okay, there was a really fun woman thing, but nobody came out with me. We're not doing that segment with 10 tons of stuff in it. And we're not starting the new bit of that segment either this week. Doctor Who catch up. The Daleks next week. The Daleks. Bad Wolf. I knew those two words were going to be Bad Wolf. Me and Ocean were watching at the same time. I knew those two words were going to be Bad Wolf. I just knew it. I knew it. Yeah. People thought it was going to be Rose Tyler, but yeah, I thought it was going to be Bad Wolf. And I was right. They were wrong. I was right and they were wrong. So I'm singing this song because I was right and they were wrong. So I'm singing this song. Okay. Wait a moment. I think I've got the advertising thing here because I've got kind of a script.
Advertising? No, I can't find it. Okay. I'll see how fast I can do this now. Just check. 1, 2, 3, go. If you'd like to advertise podcasts on your YouTube video, podcast, MySpace, website, Bebo, anything, then just go to, then just email advertise@bestbooksforever.com. That's advertise@bestbooksforever.com. We could either give you a spoken word advertisement, or we could put a banner or a text link on the links on our website, anything. We've only got one banner available at the moment, and that's a vertical banner going down the side of our page. So if you want to do that quickly, we might be moving the Cordy banner soon. We might be moving it and getting a links page. And I've got to contact Cordy then. And if that does happen, we can also take a vertical rectangular banner. English Banana, I think, is going to stay there. I'll check with them and see if I can move that sometime. But basically, or even a text one, we can give you the HTML for our banners. We got a few of them. Okay, I think that's it, because I did very badly there because I was just saying what I was thinking, and I was just saying what came into my head at that very moment. So actually, I did even worse than I thought. Good for me. Okay, goodbye. Okay, what? How much did I get? 57.46 seconds. Oh. Really? Couldn't have been that. Because I mean, it was. Oops. Actually, it was 1 minute, 60 seconds, 0.46 seconds. What? No, 60. Oh, God, now I forget what it was. What did I say earlier? Yeah, well, it was what I said earlier, but put 1 minute to the start of it. Okay. Goodbye! Wait a minute. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, everybody, again. Oh, wait. I can just go through the whole thing in Spanish. Hola, hola, buenos dias. Hola, hola, buenos dias. Hasta luego. Adios. I said adios. Well, I said adios. Why haven't you gone away yet? I said go away. Okay, I'm stopping recording now. I'm just gonna give the computer one big belt and then. No, I won't, because the sound that I make when I'm editing, this is not very nice on your ears. When I'm editing and I make it sound like I'm just giving the computer a belt. Okay, goodbye. Adios. Goodbye. Adios.
My little pony, skinny and bony, never was fed. I went out to the shed, saw it was dead, so I said, yippee, my pony was dead. My pony's gone, so I'm singing this song. It's so wrong that my pony's gone.
Okay, now I fix it. So here is the Potter news, like we said. Brian's gone, by the way.
Here's the Harry Potter news. 13 international release dates for Half-Blood Prince. Warner Bros. Has passed along to seek 13 international release dates for Half-Blood Prince. November 19th, Belgium and Egypt. November 20th, Germany, Greece, Holland, Israel, Portugal, Russia, Switzerland, German, UK,
is this the Eurovision?
Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, Argentina, Chile, Mexico, Peru, Puerto Rico. November 21st, Austria, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Italy, Norway, Poland, Sweden, Turkey, UK. For any of those who are listening in Ireland, where we are now, I think that we go with the UK. India, Indonesia, Japan, Brazil, Colombia, Panama. November 26th, France, Swiss, French. November 27th, Croatia, Czech Republic, Lebanon, and Middle East, other, Serbia, Slovakia, Slovenia, Bolivia. November 28th, Bulgaria, Cyprus,
Euro 2008 is over.
Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Spain, Uruguay, Venezuela. December the 5th, South Africa. December the 11th, Australia and New Zealand. December the 18th, Hong Kong and Korea. Isn't it brilliant that I managed to say all those place names without making, well, mainly without making mistakes in pronunciation? Okay. We never actually tell you when there's a new episode of Muggle Class, but we will today because it is episode number 150. It's called Crybabies. Exams. She's added another journal entry on her official website where she reveals that she has completed her A-level exams. Difficult to say how I've done, and like the rest of the country, I won't find out for several weeks, but I can hand it on heart that I barely left my room these past few weeks and totally given it my all, and that's the main thing. And now I've got a million things to catch up on, people to see, letters to write, and most importantly, a summer to enjoy. Okay. Very good, Emma. Bravo if you get them. Coming soon, interview Jason Igax. Oh yeah. Before I came out, I wasn't quite sure. There was a point where I wasn't sure if I was going to do anything because there wasn't much for me to do in number 5 and I wasn't in number 6. I met Joe Rogan for the first time at a big awards dinner. I went over and basically fell to my knees and said, "Get me out of prison, I beg you." She looked over her shoulder and looked back at me mouthing, "You're out, chapter 1. And that was it, that's all I had to know. And I signed up immediately. Warner Brothers plays Half-Blood Prince clips at Cinema Expo 2008. To the disappointment of many delegates, there was only a brief piece of footage shown from Half-Blood Prince as part of a past, past, future Harry Potter montage. Happy birthday to Dobby. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Dobby. Happy birthday to you. We hope you have a very nice free time on the other side. Half-Blood Prince for Wii preview. In the minute blog post about your experience of Half-Blood Prince, the duo between Harry and Draco. And I said it's really simple. I was just playing the Wii today for a long time. I was just playing the tennis. And we faced off at either end of a long room, and you hold up the Wii remote to charge your wand for a powerful attack, leaving you undefended. Or simply shake the remote in your opponent's direction to fire off a series of quick bursts. You use the nunchuck to move side to side, and swing both Wii remote and nunchuck across your body causes you to produce a deflection shield that can spend your opponent's projectiles right back at him. Shaking both produces special attack that can knock your opponent down or stun him.
Again, you can go to many clips if you want.
Amazon. So it's only $13, and we don't know how long the software is going to last, and they're just maybe trying to clear out their inventory, so pick one up one soon if you're interested. J.K. Rowling is going to be honoured by Edinburgh Award. It's said to be the most prestigious award since one given to Sean Connery in 1991. Wizard rocker diagnosed with cancer cancels Porter show. Mark of the amazing wizard rock band Mark is his equal has announced in his latest blog he will be unable to attend perform at Porter's 2008 scheduled due to be being diagnosed by cancer and having to go for further surgery. He's confident that the cancer will not be fatal, but though he needs to have several lymph nodes removed as a precaution. Further details can be found on his blog. Please leave him comments, love, and well wishes on my space.
That was Mini Clip. But
I left him a comment on Muggle News. Isn't that good enough?
So was that.
Have my friends teased the trailer with Dark Knight, but it looks better than ever. It's still a rumour, but MuggleNet reader Taylor said, I work in a movie theatre in San Francisco and we recently received our official word on print delivery for our IMAX print of Dark Knight. In the email giving us the date of the arrival, they added that we could expect our Hot Blood Prince trailer for that print to arrive 2 days earlier, over a week prior to the 12:01 a.m. release of Dark Knight. Yay! Okay, and that's the latest bit of Harry Potter news. So back to you, whoever you is. It might be Brian, or Brian's probably going to be on the show today.
Okay, we're back. Brian's probably going to be me. Like, to be the best. I'm not being big-headed. That's to be the best. Was a joke. In case you're wondering. Okay, then we're back. That's just about the end of the show today. You can contact any of us with our first name at bestforever.com or if it's just bookcast in general, bookcast at bestforever.com. That's the end, so.
Thanks, Andrew.
Oh, God, it's starting again. So, see ya.